Bromine has many industrial applications and is used in flame retardants, pesticides, sanitary products, fumigants, medicines, dyes, and photographic solutions. Ingesting high quantities of bromine, a central nervous system depressant, can cause symptoms such as depression, skin problems, and hypothyroidism. Elevated bromide levels have been implicated in many different thyroid disorders, from simple hypothyroidism to autoimmune diseases to thyroid cancer. Bromide has also been linked to a variety of neurological problems. Studies have shown that males ingesting 4 milligrams of sodium bromide daily have decreased attention spans and more frequent feelings of fatigue. This numbing effect could be due to bromide causing oxidation or the loss of electrons in the atoms making up the central nervous system. In cats, this organic bromine induced REM sleep. Therefore, bromine has a zombifying potential. Why iodine was replaced with a goitrogen possessing carcinogenic and zombifying potentials in a population already very iodine deficient, even by the very low RDA standard, remains a mystery, wrote Dr. Gary E. Abraham in an article entitled "The Safe and Effective Implementation of Orthoid Supplementation in Medical Practice," published in the March 2004 issue of The Original Internist. Nevertheless, it is a very effective way to keep a nation sick and zombified, he pointed out. Bleached flour is a further concern. Many types of bread, especially enriched white bread, should be avoided, according to Dr. Lawrence Wilson, an Arizona physician specializing in nutritional health, because white flour is usually bleached with highly toxic chlorine bleach, the same bleach used to wash clothing. It is then baked, and the concoction creates extremely toxic chemicals in the bread that irritates the intestines, said Wilson, adding that in addition to bromide, iron is added. Abnormally high iron levels have been linked to a variety of diseases, from diabetes to arthritis to cancer. But don't expect the corporate mass media to warn you of such dangers in your food. Advertisers wield great clout, and the government backs them up. Monsanto's growth hormone, IGF-1, has been linked to an increased risk of human colorectal and breast cancer in studies both in the U.S. and Canada. However, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, American Cancer Society, World Health Organization, and National Institutes of Health all have downplayed the significance of such studies.